Well, the Chicago Blackhawks struck first in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals after beating the Boston Bruins 4-3 last night. Andrew Shaw scored at 12 minutes and 8 seconds of triple overtime to give the Hawks a 4-3 comeback victory over the Bruins. This was the fifth longest finals game in NHL history. Moving over to the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets have hired Jason Kidd as their new coach. The move reunites Kidd with the franchise he led to consecutive NBA Finals in 2002-2003 when they played in New Jersey. Kidd just retired after his 19th NBA season. And the Spurs take on the Miami Heat in Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight at 9. In baseball news, Brandon Moss hit a two-run homer and a solo shot for his third career two-homer game, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Yankees 5-2. Elsewhere in the American League, Daniel Nava homered, and the Red Sox beat Tampa Bay 2-1. The Angels defeated Baltimore 9-5. It was Kansas City over Detroit 3-2 in 10 innings. Cleveland 5, Texas 2, and Houston 1 against Seattle 6-1. In the National League, the Mets bested St. Louis 5-1, Cincinnati 2, the Cubs 1, San Diego topped Atlanta 5-3, it was Pittsburgh over San Francisco 12-8, Milwaukee cruised ahead of Miami 10-1, Washington topped Colorado 5-1, and Arizona beat the Dodgers 8-6 in 12 innings. In soccer news, the New England Revolution beat the New York Red Bulls 4-2 in the fourth round of the U.S. Open Cup. New England now advances to a quarterfinal matchup against DC United on June 26th. And in golf news, today is round one of the U.S. Open. Finally, NASCAR driver Jason Leffler died after an accident in a heat race at a dirt car event at Bridgeport Speedway. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC Sports News.